Hello, everybody. I'm hoping you like the ambiance. Yes, it's the Bill Show. It's a special Bill Show here today because I'm actually in the lobby of the Palatial Bill Show Studios, and our janitor, Frank, is tinkling the ivories and playing an old band in back me. I thought it would be just me and you tonight. Randy's on assignment, which means he couldn't make it. So we've had a very active week. And I had to climb on. Just had to climb on. Because I was sitting there watching the news. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all happening. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play the tape of the week that Donald Trump has had. This is from Chris Matthews over at MSNBC. But he did the best roundup of like what has happened since the midterms, and let's have a listen to Chris Matthews over at MSNBC. Hey Frank, tone it down, all right?
Fearing the imminent arrival of new criminal charges or a damaging report from Mueller, President Trump appears petrified by what federal investigators could soon reveal. With his fate and that of his family hanging in the balance, Trump today struck out at the special counsel in a lengthy Twitter rant. But in addition to his accustomed smears and innuendo, Trump made some strangely specific yet unsubstantiated claims about Mueller's investigation. Trump tweeted, quote, "The inner workings of the Mueller investigation are a total mess. They have found no collusion and have gone absolutely nuts. They are screaming and shouting at people, horribly threatening them to come up with the answers they want. They are a disgrace to our nation and don't care how many lives they ruin. These are angry people, including the highly conflicted Bob Mueller, who worked for Obama for 8 years. Well, the truth, which the president seemed intentionally to distort there, is that Mueller was appointed FBI director by President George W. Bush in 2001, serving nearly 8 years under Bush before staying on for another 4.5 under Obama as a holdover. Trump then lobbed another bomb, calling the special counsel's prosecutors a gang of Democrat thugs. Well, as the New York Times reports, Trump's rant comes after 3 days of private meetings with his personal lawyers at the White House, where he worked to draft answers to questions posed by the special counsel. And even with his diehard loyalist, Matthew Whitaker, now leading the Department of Justice, Trump appears stricken with fear about Mueller's next move, perhaps for good reason. As Politico reports late today, a deep anxiety has started to set in that Mueller's about to pounce, and that any number of Trump's allies and family members may soon be staring down the barrel of an indictment. In addition to the criminal charges that Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone say they're expecting, Politico reports that the president's own son, Donald Trump Jr., has told friends in recent weeks that he believes he could be indicted. And according to the Washington Post just today, the president has often worried aloud about the possibility that Mueller will seek to indict Trump Jr. as he moves toward the conclusion of his probe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have hit the end game. Bill Show kids, get out here. Yes. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Everything that we have been thinking about or looking at right now is coming down that rabbit hole. Everything. The Russia stuff. The embezzlement. The money laundering, the racketeering, all of it. Because what you don't understand is when you have the former campaign chair and the guy who knows where every dollar has come from and gone to for Donald Trump since the 1980s, the people that Mueller has turned means that Trump has an absolute reason to be scared shitless because he's done. And after the midterm, he doesn't have the political clout anymore. He doesn't have people fearing him. It's the only thing that kept those people in line. The only thing that kept those Republicans in line was self-interest and fear. Well, they already got their fucking tax cut. Now people are starting to... It's looking rocky. And Trump is scared shitless. He is. We here at The Bill Show actually do have a tape. We wanted to provide this to you, actually, is there is a tape that I have of Donald Trump and I think it's General Mattis over there. And they're looking out the window of the White House, and I think it... Here it is. I'll just play it for you. Here it is.
Sure is quiet out there.
Too quiet.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
You are aware that I amuse myself. Yeah. The wrong week to stop sniffing glue. Oh, I'd like to say that I'm not enjoying it, but that would be lying. Okay, well, listen, there's a few ground rules, and I've been looking at a lot of things that have been thrown up on the news recently. Evidently, ladies and gentlemen, evidently, the left of the party here in the Democratic Party want to be able to primary people. And that's what Cortez said the other day. That they want to be able to primary people. And then we have some people on the left who want to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. Okay, cut it out. Just cut it out. That's what I'm saying. Really, seriously. We are not going to do this. Not now. I was sitting there on Facebook and I said, "What are you doing? Stop this." This is neither the time nor the place to have any of that shit come back. And I was sitting there on Facebook the other day, which I really shouldn't. I should just get rid of the Facebook because he's a prick. But I was sitting there listening to... First of all, I was listening to people talking about getting rid of Nancy Pelosi. I understand where that comes from, but it's stupid. It's just really fucking of all the stupid things that you could think of right now. Who do you have to replace her with, and who has the contacts and skills in the legislative branch to get things done? Because what we want to do is not another 2 years. I don't want to wait till 2020 to get this insane maniac out of there. He's fucking insane. We have been talking about this for a year and a half, and we all know it. We've all watched it. We've read, anyone who's read Woodward's book, it is an absolute imperative for world security that he is removed as president of the United States yesterday. They're taking shit off his desk. He's not mentally fit to be president of the United States. You got psychologists lined up all over the world. He's nuts. And this changes what we would usually do, because we're the Democratic Party. We fight amongst each other. Stop it. Just stop it. It doesn't matter. Healthcare is not going to matter if this idiot blows up. You know, do you really want 2 more years of this guy running Middle Eastern policy? Do you want another 2 years of this guy running, in the Sea of China or in Korea or Afghanistan or India and Pakistan and all that shit show with nuclear countries? You want this retard, sorry, this idiot, this moron, this sociopath to have any contact whatsoever with the largest military force and nuclear weapons the world has ever seen? And you want to argue about healthcare now? No, we're not going to do this. And I don't understand why people don't see this. Because here's what you do. You let the left, you know, Cortez says she wants to run candidates. Let her, for God's sake. The Democratic Party won the midterms because they ran on healthcare. Gee, I wonder who else ran on healthcare we might remember. I don't know. I don't know what his name was. He said a lot of things.
Healthcare is a right of all people, not a privilege. Healthcare is a right of all people, not a privilege.
Yeah, I think that guy's name was Bernard something. Look, the Democrats took the Sanders campaign's major issue in the primaries and learned that you don't make the issue Donald Trump, you make it healthcare. Do we need to deal with healthcare? Yes, of course we need to deal with healthcare, but we're not going to argue about it right now because it's a moot point. Because the only way that you're going to get the healthcare that people want and need is by destroying the Republican Party, and every last one of them you put in political oblivion for at least 12 years. That is possible now. Because if this goes the way it might go, trust me, people are worried about lifeboats now. Yeah, they piss me off. Lifeboats really piss me off. But I also want Republicans to vote against this guy and replace him. Okay? My personal feeling about lifeboats is, yeah, they're awful. Yes, we should call them out. But also, if they offer to vote to get Trump out of office, great. And they will. They will. Because the shit show that's coming down the pike is huge. It's absolutely huge. Or as I like to say, huge. It's absolutely huge. Anyway, I hope you didn't mind me gabbing to you. This is a small show. Just me. Just talking here with the pianos tinkling. We'll be back with a full show very soon in about 4 or 5 days. In any case, y'all have a good night now. Thanks for tuning in to the Midnight Lounge. So long, everybody. Mm-hmm.